Blog Talk Radio.
Pastor Leroy, see how he's doing tonight.
Hey, Pastor Leroy, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Pastor Ken. Well, unfortunately, I'm not doing too well. I got some allergy issues here, and I'm not feeling very well tonight. But I thought I'd call into your show because, you know, I love you, brother, just like I love Pastor Kent, and I appreciate you doing the show tonight. How you been?
Amen.
How's things going with you and Tony?
We're doing okay. We're getting ready for Easter. We're gonna have a Easter ham and stuffing and Brussels sprouts. a good meal. Yes.
Oh man, that sounds fantastic. My wife is going to be cooking up. I think we hold on. So I'm looking right now in the kitchen here. She's got, this woman's got a lot of food, man. She's got sweet potatoes. What's this? Chitlins? We got chitlins here. And we got a big ham. Damn. How'd you get a ham
you
so
got,
big?
Ham? Wow.
We got ham.
You got any black?
And we got a turkey here.
We got
like a 20-pound turkey here, man.
20-pound turkey?
Damn. I'll tell you what.
You got collard greens?
Hold up, man. My wife's doing some serious cooking and putting on the light. Holy shit. But, damn, I got to go up and have a talk with her, man. We got food on top of food here for tomorrow, for Easter. How many people we got coming over here, man? Oh, man. I'm going to put you on mute. I got to go talk to him, but I'll be back with you, man. Okay,
all right.
Man.
All right. That was Pastor Leroy. You got a big spread going on. 909, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, what's up?
How y'all doing, man?
We're doing great. How about yourself?
All right, man. Just wanted to put the word, man. You know, watch out for Tony Gaga. You know, he's going to every parish and stealing the money, stealing everything, man, stealing all the food that's supposed to go to the homeless. So he better watch an eye on your stuff, man, because he'll probably be in your house right now.
Yeah, well, if Tony Gaga comes to my house, I'll invite him in, okay?
But, you know, he's not going to be anything, man. He's a freeloader, man.
Well, that's okay. It's Easter.
That's all right. You got any more callers, man?
No. You and Pastor Leroy are it right now. Okay. I got another caller that didn't press the one key, but until he does, I can't bring him on.
All right, Pastor Leroy's there. He's probably busy eating some stuff, man. Yeah, you know, I know how it is. You know, with the white bacon cooking, it tastes good. You know,
he's checking in with the wife about the food spread that he's got going on in his house for tomorrow. He's got a ham, turkey, and chicken. Okay, I was gonna say. I haven't had chitlins in a long time. I mean, I love chitlins.
Oh, yeah, I love chitlins. I love chitlins, man. Ooh, man, I can't. Ooh, some grits. Ooh, child.
Oh, there was a Chinese guy, okay, in St. Louis, Missouri, that had a restaurant, and he did chitlin fried rice.
Ooh, child. I bet that
and
is
it was
good.
Hot and spicy.
Ooh, wow, man, that is just sounds good right there. You're making me hungry there, Pastor. So, Pastor, what about the preacher today?
Yeah, I missed that Chinese guy with the chitlin fried rice, okay? That was some good stuff. Yeah.
You call that so Chinese chicken. Ooh, so Chinese pork.
It was good. It was, and he was right there on Martin Luther King Boulevard.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, he was serving up quite a bit of that.
Oh yeah, he know what up, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta serve to the community. You gotta get what the community love, man. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, it's crazy. But are you going to preach the word tonight, or just or this is just an open forum?
Man, man. All right.
You didn't hear me, huh?
Huh?
Are you going to preach the word tonight, or is this just an open forum?
Yes, I am. I'm getting ready to preach on Genesis chapter 27 verses 1-43. It's about Jacob secures Isaac's blessing. Amen.
All right, I'll just preach. I'll just mute myself.
All right, sir. God bless you. Have a wonderful night, and I hope this message does well with you. Amen.
Amen.
Now it came to pass when Isaac was old, and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau, his older son, said to him, "My son," and he answered him, "Here I am." Then he said, "Behold, now I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now, therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me, and make me some savory food such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die." Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it. So Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, bring me game and make savory food for me, that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you. Go now to the flock, and bring from there two choice kids of goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves. Then you shall take it to your father, that he may eat it, and he may bless you before his death." And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "Look, Esau, my brother is a hairy man. I am smooth skin. Perhaps my father will fill me, and I shall seem to be deceiver to him, and I shall bring him curse upon myself, and not a blessing." But his mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice, and go get them for me." And he went and got them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory food, such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the choice clothes of her older son Esau, which were with her and in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of goats on his hands and the smooth part on his neck. Then she gave the savory food and the bread which she prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. So he went to his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" And Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Please arise, sit and eat my game, that your soul may bless me." But Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because the Lord your God brought it to me." Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come near that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not." So Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And he did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. Then he said, "Are you really my son Esau?" He said, "I am." He said, "Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's game, so that my soul may bless you." So he brought it near to him, and he ate. And he brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Come near now, and kiss me, my son." And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his clothing, and blessed him, and said, "Surely the smell of my son is like the smell of the field, which the Lord has blessed. Therefore may God give you the dew of the heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's son bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you. Now it happened, as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely gone out from his presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also made savory food, and brought it to his father, and said to his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that his soul may bless me. And his father Isaac said to him, who are you? So he said, I am your son, your firstborn Esau. Then Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, who? There is one who hunted game and brought it to me, and I ate of it before you came, and I have blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with exceedingly great bitter cry and said to his father, bless me also, O my father. But he said, your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing. And Esau said, he is not rightly named Jacob, for he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and now look, he has taken away my blessing. And they said, have you not reserved a blessing for me? Then Isaac answered and said to Esau, indeed I have made him your master, and all the brethren I have given to him as servants with grain and wine. I have sustained him. What shall I do now for you, my son? And Esau said to his father, have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me also, O my father. And Esau lifted his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said to him, behold, your dwelling shall be fatness of the earth, and the dew of the heaven from above. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass, when you become restless, that you shall break his yoke from your neck. So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand, that I will kill my brother Jacob. And the words of Esau, her older son, were told to Rebekah. So she sent and called Jacob to her younger son and said to him, surely your brother Esau comes himself concerning you by intending to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, arise, and flee to my brother Laban in Haran. Amen. We can learn a lot from that, okay? You see, envy is a killer, and Jacob was in envy of his brother, okay, and he used deceit, okay, to get what he wanted. Amen. My defense is of God, who saves the upright in heart. God is just a just judge, and his God is angry with the wicked every day. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing praise in the name of the Lord Most High. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you to the family of God. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always, always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call at the area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live, and you can tell the audience and the world out there listening that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, I'm going to take a caller here. 111, you're on air.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Can you just reiterate what you said?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You said that Isaac told his son to go to the field, go hunting for game, correct?
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to debunk the Bible. Are you ready?
Yeah.
How is that within the dietary laws? What do they call it? Halal, kosher, whatever they call it? You can't.
Kosher.
They ain't no hunting.
Well,
your turn. Explain.
There was different creatures. You know, rabbits and.
How do you hunt game? You can't hunt them. You have to chop their heads off.
Well, you have to chop their heads off and turn the animal upside down and let it bleed outright. Okay, so that way
That ain't hunting.
Huh?
That ain't hunting.
Well, he probably killed the game with a bow, okay, and then kosherized it, okay, by letting it bleed out.
How many Jew hunters do you know?
I don't really know any hunters. I've never actually hunted game.
I'm a hunter, man. I'm a hunter.
There ain't no thing a Jew or a Muslim does that's hunting.
That's
you can't wound the animal before
that.
You kill it. You just to cut its neck off. I'm debunking the Bible. Give me an answer.
That ain't debunking the Bible, homie. That's a
school. Well, to tell you the truth, I only go by what the Bible says, and the Bible says that he hunted game, okay, and he brought it to his father, okay?
Yeah, that don't seem strange to you?
And your point is what? What's your
These
point?
These are people
what's
that got
the
law of keeping whatever dietary laws. There ain't no hunting in them dietary laws.
Do you believe
in
the Bible?
Isaac and Jacob were before Moses. Okay?
So?
Okay, so... I don't think dietary
things were different back then, man.
It came into
You're saying they ate pig too?
No, I didn't say they ate pig too. Okay, I don't know what they ate. I wasn't there, but I only have an idea. When God created the heaven and the earth, and he created all the animals. He was pleased with that, okay? And when Eve deceived Adam and he ate of the apple and they were cursed out of the Garden of Eden, okay?
What does that got to do with the price of tea in China?
the animals were then for eating, versus originally the animals were there to be with man. Okay, and not a game.
Saying early caveman didn't eat animals, like Adam didn't eat animals? Come on.
No, Adam. Adam and Eve ate fruits and vegetables.
And where in the Bible does it say that? Pull out your Bible. Let me hear that.
It doesn't say that in the Bible, but it says it in God's.
It
in
does
God's
not. It actually Adam, says. That animals. On a certain day, God created animals for humans' use, as in eating.
No, he didn't create the animals he put man over the animal, okay?
Does your Bible say PETA on it? I've never heard of that. Show me where it says that.
It's just something you understand by reading, in the Bible where Adam and Eve ate vegetables and fruits. God did not kill an animal until he clothed them after eating the apple.
Okay, I don't want to sound crude with you, but do you think God also had some restrictions on fucking animals?
I'm sure.
Then why didn't he say that?
I think it was a given, okay, that nobody was going to screw animals.
They screw animals today on any farm in the U.S. God knows every other country they screw animals.
Okay.
Have you? I'm not going to ask. Have you ever partaken?
In screwing an animal?
Yes.
No, I have not.
Why not?
Because it's immoral.
Where does it say that in the Bible?
It doesn't say that in the Bible. But some things you just got to figure out yourself. Okay.
It says in the Bible, don't lay with man. Correct.
Okay. God created man and woman after His own image, and He created woman so that Adam would have a mate. Okay.
Doesn't the Bible say man and man should not lay with each other?
Yes, it says that in Leviticus.
Okay, does it say he should not lay with animals?
No, it doesn't say that.
Okay, so fucking animals is okay.
Not in my book.
Who are you? I mean, you're quoting the Bible.
I'm just a simple pastor. Okay, and...
Right.
Okay, men were not created to lay with animals, okay? He was created to lay with a woman.
What about a big fat woman who kind of resembles an animal? I'm not joking. Is it okay to fuck one of those 1,000-pound laugh women through on TV?
Well, I myself, personally, I'm not into that, but there are some people that are.
And is that bestiality?
No, it's not.
Why not?
Because it's a human being.
Even though they don't resemble a human being? Is this your Jesus music?
No. So that was somebody else playing music. I had to mute them.
All right. Now get back to the hunting. Where are these old Jews hunting?
In the field.
Come on, go to the, where do they live, Israel or New York? How many Jew hunt clubs are there?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
None that I know of. Aren't you supposed to be a Jew or something?
Yeah.
And you think hunting food and keeping whatever dietary laws they have is jives with itself?
Well, like I said, that was before Moses. Okay,
so
I don't know if they had dietary restrictions back then. Okay, until Moses.
So they may have been eating pigs, what you're saying, or fucking animals.
Maybe, I don't really know. I wasn't there. So I couldn't tell you.
Now, Abraham was the first Jew, correct?
No. The very first Jew was Adam.
Adam was not a Jew.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
You know, I got to intervene here. Adam was a Jew. His name was Adam Schwartz.
It says in the Bible that Abraham was the first Jew, father of the Jewish people, correct?
Well, yeah, he was deemed the father of the Jewish people, correct?
Okay. So where do you get this Adam thing, and why aren't there Jew descendants of Adam if Adam was the first Jew? Why isn't everyone a Jew?
Well, you see, if you look at the genealogy of Christ, it goes back to Adam. Okay. And Christ was a Jew. Jesus Christ was a Jew.
Where does that go back to Adam from?
It does. And if you look in Luke, okay, in the Gospel of Luke, Luke goes all the way back to Adam, whereas as in Matthew, okay, it only goes back as far as Abraham.
So you're saying we're all inbred from the same man and woman?
Yes, we are.
And you believe that fairy tale?
According to the Bible, we are. I mean,
science these days is called DNA.
Well, actually, we're descendants of Noah, but Noah was a descendant of Adam, okay? Okay, because, you know, when God cleansed the world and he reigned for 40 days and 40 nights, he wiped out everybody except for Noah and his family.
Okay, and was Noah a Jew?
I think so. Okay, I think so. Okay,
you
I mean,
think so?
Because, yeah, I think so. I believe... Okay, Noah, okay, because, see, back then, they didn't have Christianity or Jewish, okay? They believed in God, okay?
If you ain't following the laws of God, you ain't Jew, correct?
Huh?
If you ain't following the God, the laws of the Jew God, you ain't a Jew, correct?
Yeah, you gotta follow the rules of God. Yes.
Okay. Does the Noah story say anything about him not working on the Sabbath?
No, it doesn't say anything about that.
It don't say anything about that. He was no Jew. Abraham was the first Jew. Anyone can look this up on Google.
Okay, well, what's your point about it? Okay.
The point is, even after Abraham being the first Jew, they ain't following no Jew laws.
Okay, all right. Well, let me take another call. I 909. Okay.
Hey, man, you have that guy on for whole longer time, man. Everybody here trying to get a call in, man. This guy's just trying to get, you know what I'm saying, trying to just spunkle, you know, a bunch of hogwash, right? Who cares, man, who was a Jew and who was not a Jew and this and that? Man, the Bible is the Bible, and the Bible is authority. That's all we got to know. If he don't,
that's
if
right.
he,
Amen.
If he not, if this guy not a child of God, then he's a child of the Satan, and he has no business being in this show. You know, Shay?
Amen. Amen. All
let,
right.
Let the sons of disobedience be with disobedience, and let the sons of God be with the sons of God. That's all.
Amen. Amen. All righty. Well, I'm going to play some music here for everybody to listen to. Okay? Oh, are you going to call in? All righty. Okay. Tony's going to call in. All righty. Okay. Okay. I can't wait for him to call in and see what he has to say. All right. I'm waiting for his call.
Now, when you say Tony, are you talking about that fat Tony?
No,
Farrar?
I'm not talking about Tony Gaga. I'm talking about Tony Farrar.
Okay, good. I love Tony Farrar. Don't let that fat
Okay, come on, Tony. If you're calling in, call in. Let me see the number. Okay, let me take another caller here. Oh, okay. That's a prank call. Try another one. All right. Another prank call.
Can you bring me on? It won't let me
cut for you. Yeah, I got you right here. Okay. I see you. Okay. There you are.
Oh, I'm on?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. I just wanted to wish you all a very, very happy Easter. And in answer to that last caller who didn't seem to be getting the answer about people hunting, here's how it breaks down. Abraham was, yes, you're absolutely right, the first Jew. Now, Jewish law did not come into effect until the Ten Commandments were given to Moses, which was long after that. So up until Moses, there was no Jewish law. There was no dietary law. So if he was sent out hunting, yes, he was sent out hunting for meat. Because up to that point, they ate like that, and that's what they did until Moses was given the laws, which the Jewish people now live by and follow. Now, if you can't understand that, as simply as I just explained it to you, I'm very sorry. But there is your answer, plain and simple.
Amen.
So how you doing, Pastor Leroy?
You know what, Tony Farrar, it's awesome to talk to you, man. I'm having some health issues here. I have allergies here, and in New York City, the allergies are getting real bad. So I have my wife bringing me my puffer. Can you bring it here now or like next week, man?
I'm having an asthma attack. Shall I die or shall you bring me my puffer?
Yeah. Come on, man. I'm going to put you on hold right now. Look here, man.
So we have any other callers?
No, not at the present time. I'm gonna play some music here, okay, for everybody to sit back and relax and get into some.
Well, everybody, I want to wish everybody a happy Easter one more time. I'm hanging up. Bye.
God bless you, Johnny. Thank you. All righty. Let's play a song here. It's called Waymaker. What'd you do with the case? You took it in there.
I'm undefeated God. You are.
Thank you.
my God, you reign victorious. You are the one who fights for us. Oh God, my God, you reign victorious. You are the one who fights for us.
Now we're going to play Just For Me by Kirk Franklin. I'm going to play Speak the Name by Corinne Hawthorne and Natalie Grant.
The atmosphere is changed. Nothing stays the same. Heaven is waiting for the mention of the name.
Thank you.
Amen. That was Every Praise by Ezekiel Walker. Woo, that's a powerful song, a powerful worship song. Every Praise. Amen. All righty. I hope you all enjoyed the music I played. All righty. We got a caller here from 210. Let me bring it on. And, where'd he go? Oh, there he is, 210. Okay. 210, you're on the air. Hello? Okay, I guess he's not coming on. Or he's got his phone on mute. Something. All right. Well, I'll come back to you later. All righty. Anyway, let's get into the... before we do that, we got 111 caller. Let me see who we got. 111, you're on there.
And I wonder if that's, could that be Grover? That's 210.
No, it's not Grover. I think it's Hassan, the guy that called in last night.
The Muslim.
The Muslim guy.
He's probably calling in with a Ramadan update.
Could be.
Hey, that guy that called earlier that was fighting with you about the hunters, that was maybe one of the worst calls in the history of this program.
Oh, right. Well, thank you.
Well, I just mean he was an idiot. That's an odd point to call in and attack you over. I think the caller was a moron.
Well, everybody's got their own beliefs about something, okay? He was trying to debunk the Bible, okay?
Well,
and,
that's ridiculous.
You can't debunk something that's a proven fact.
No, I didn't mean it was you made it a bad call. I mean, he was, that was pointless.
Yeah. Well, he's entitled to his opinion.
Yeah. You got your Easter eggs ready? You died? Did you color your eggs?
No, we ain't doing anything like that. Okay, we ain't doing any Easter eggs, and we got our kids here.
Does Tony Farrar wear an Easter Bunny costume?
No, he's not wearing an Easter Bunny costume.
you don't have any Easter baskets or?
No, we have no kids.
Well, I know you don't have any kids, but I thought Tony had nephews or something like that, like little. Well, they're probably teens by now, right?
Yeah, they're all teenagers.
Okay. Got any church plans for tomorrow? Dinner plans? Brent?
Yeah, I plan on attending church during the day. Okay, gonna go down to the Presbyterian Church. Okay, and listen to the service. What about
okay,
you, John?
I'm supposed to go to a relative's house for lunch.
Oh, we're going to be doing a pretty big spread here. We're going to do stuffing, ham, Brussels sprouts, okay? All kinds of goodies.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You grow, are the Brussels sprouts in season in Texas?
I don't know if it's in season, but we're gonna eat them.
Yeah, that's something I kind of like, but nobody else likes, so we never have it.
Oh. Yeah, Brussels sprouts. Taste. Myself personally, I don't really like them. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But Tony and Victor love them, so they're gonna eat them for me.
Okay, and tamales probably right also.
No, tamales. No. That's for Christmas.
Oh. Well, you got any other calls?
Yes, we do. We have another 111 caller. Let me see who we have. I'll bring them on. 111, you're on the air.
Shalom, Ken. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, happy Easter there, DC2.
You too, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. I'm even better now that you're up.
Oh, Kenny, that's beautiful, man. I'm glad to hear it. I hear Johnny on. I have to agree with my esteemed colleague, Johnny Longfeather. I thought that caller was one of the worst calls I've ever heard in my life on your show. Completely pointless, long-winded, had really no point. A lot of, you know, graphic animal talk about relations with animals that didn't make any type of sense to me. I hope that person, if you're listening, please do not ever call the program again. Amen.
Yeah, he started off talking about hunting, but then he went into sex. I think that was
the
whole
thing. I think it was a Howard Stern call.
No.
Well, wouldn't be the first time, Kenny.
They're known to do things like that.
I wish they would have made that call to Pastor Kent's show. It would have been it would have been more eventful, because I think Kent would have had a meltdown live on the air. So if the person is listening, please, please call Father's House. That's the show you want to call with that type of call. I think it would be much more entertaining, because, you know, Ken, he'll let you say whatever. He's not going to get mad. Kent, he's going to have a conniption. So. But, yeah, man, I just wanted to call in because I heard Johnny on, and, I always love to be on when Johnny's on, and I totally agree with him about that call. It was just and Tony, too, said it was not a great call. But, Kenny, I'm glad you're doing well, man. It's good to hear, you know, that you're doing well. And, yeah, man, I just wanted to call in and show some love and, you know, share my two cents on that call. That was very boring. Very, very boring.
Well, thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. Yeah.
That wasn't your fault, though, Kenny. Just like John has said, that you can't do nothing about these idiots that call with that type of, foolishness. You can't do nothing about that. That's not your fault, brother. I wasn't saying that.
Yeah.
Kent went on a bizarre rant tonight about how all Catholics are pedophiles. And
He did do that.
He came out in favor of the Confederacy during the American Civil War, which is I don't know why he would care.
He's a pedophile.
Somebody called in and asked him. Somebody called in as his stepson and said, "You molested me." And Kent said that caller, along with any other callers that questioned him about that, they're all molesters because they're all Catholics, and all Catholics are predators. That's what he said.
Wow. That's pretty
rough. That's like him.
That's painting with
that's
a broad
pretty,
brush, my man.
That's pretty rough. You know, I know a lot of Catholics, and a lot of Catholics ain't pedos. Okay?
It's ridiculous, Kenny. You know, you can't paint a whole group of people with that brush. That's not fair to anybody.
No, I mean, a couple of priests might do. You know, you can't class a whole group of people that way.
Absolutely not.
Is a kid a pedo? You're a pedo,
that's
right?
That's the allegation. His only response when that allegation has been made. And it was made by his stepson, not just by anybody. His response to that is always, "No, I'm not." That's all he says. That's not true. That's his defense. It's full safe, I guess. It's a blanket defense.
Oh, Lord.
He also explained why he's so racist, that he learned about it from his father.
Yeah, he's a permanent victim, man. Everything that dude, everything is always someone else's fault. Like, he didn't have a brain for 20 years. Well, actually, I don't know how old he is, but he still don't have a brand. So, I mean, it's always somebody else's fault, and also he's the best at everything, and he's perfect, and I'm a bad friend because I call him out on his nonsense, and I don't even call his show anymore because of it, because it just hang up on me. But I'm just not that, you know, Kenny, you know me, brother. You know I'm not just going to let him say whatever he wants. I mean, especially
yeah,
when you got a vibrator live on the air.
Okay, Johnny, quit playing with the vibrator.
Oh, sorry.
Johnny getting horny over there.
Well, I was inspired. I heard one time there was a guy named Beanie who called in, and it sounded like he had one sitting on top of like a metal table just bouncing all over the place.
The vibrator for the Lord, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
we got any other callers,
my man? Yeah, we got a caller
from 210. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, Hassan, how you doing tonight?
Hello, 210. Ken, that was me saying that. I
thought that was Johnny. I was like, that's Johnny.
It was me.
Hey, Hassan, you there?
I think it might be Grover, like, asking for help or something.
Well, no, it was an Arab-speaking guy.
You did not send me the address.
Oh, there he
oh,
is.
Oh, Hassan. Okay, everybody knows it's our dad.
Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan
you
Mubarak.
You did not send me the address last night.
Oh, okay.
I have a trunk full of poppers to bring over to your house. You like amyl nitrate, right?
Yeah, it's great. It's
I
great.
Have a trunk full
back
of them for you.
Back in the day, the disco
they
was
are,
great.
They are festive and egg-shaped.
Ramadan
I thought you, me, and Tony will have party.
Okay.
This is our iftar party.
Iftar.
You did not send me address.
Iftar?
Why not come to the mosque?
Yes.
Do you know where it is?
No. Where is the mosque?
It's on Fairview. On
oh.
Fairview Avenue.
On Fairview. Is that downtown?
Do you know where that is?
No, I don't.
Yes.
Ken, the iftar time.
8643 Fairview.
Yeah. The iftar time for today is 7:57 in San Antonio.
I will stand behind you while you prostrate. To Allah.
Sehar time is 6:09 a.m.
I have papas for you and shawarma. Will you bring Tony?
Yeah.
Will you come to the mosque and bring Tony?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will you bring special underwear, like satin underwear?
No.
What time?
Get regular underwear.
Come by at 9 o'clock.
Cotton.
Okay. All right.
Is cotton haram?
Do you want me to bring some Molly, too?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's
you
okay.
Like poppers? What else do you like? Molly?
No, I don't like Molly.
Parnaying and getting...
Do you want me to bring the condom?
They are haram.
Okay. All right. We got another caller here from 412. Let me bring 412 on and see who we have. Is that you, Veronica?
Hey, this is my name's Sean. I'm a longtime listener, first time caller. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. It's a pleasure to meet your co-host, Johnny, and is it DC2?
Yeah, brother. How you doing tonight, my man? Are you from Pittsburgh, brother? I think that's a Pittsburgh area code.
I used to live there a long time ago. I'm out
just
in
the number.
Yeah, down in New Orleans now. Fantastic, fantastic place. Good shrimp and grits out here.
Amen.
But I'm calling in.
Johnny, stop, man! Turn that vibrate off. Sorry.
Oh, I was calling in for a little bit of advice, Ken. I was really hoping Wanda would be on tonight. I know she has a lot of children, and I've been having some trouble with my younger brother. He's a special needs. He does have Down syndrome, and he's at this point in his life where he wants to start dating. So he's been asking a lot of questions about, you know, girls and things, you know, just to prepare how to get with a girl, that kind of thing. I think it's pretty intriguing to him. And I'm constantly bringing women home, so he sees it all the time. So I've been trying to coach him a little bit. It's hard because, you know, he almost has to be with his own type of community with the Down syndrome. But I told him just to hang in there, maybe watch some videos or something like that. So he's real new with this. He's talking like wanting to go to first base with a girl and, excuse my language, but, you know, put his fingers inside of her. And I told him, you know, it just takes practice. You know, it takes practice to really nail it down. And I walked past his room the other night and I got this naked Down syndrome guy with his fingers in his asshole going to town. He said, practice. I don't know what I can do to help this kid. So, you know, is there any advice you could give me?
Hey, my God.
Well, you tell the truth, I can't really give you any advice. He's exploring, I guess, himself sexually. Okay, and it is what it is. I wouldn't be too hard on him. Okay, he has special needs. He's got Down syndrome, so you got to understand where he's coming from. Okay, he's just exploring sexually.
I understand, but I think he's doing it wrong. I told him he needs to do that to the girl. His room reeks of old Vaseline and asshole. It's disgusting. He's been going to town on that thing.
I shouldn't be laughing.
Well, you know, all I can say is, you know,
Kenny, can I share my opinion, Kenny?
Yeah, go ahead, DC.
Thank you. I'm not an expert by any means in this area, sir, but I would say to tell the youngster to bathe and clean his rectum before he digitally penetrates himself, because you don't want to get any doo-doo on anything, like on the bedclothes. Johnny, if you don't knock it off with that vibrator, I'm telling you, man, I'm trying to help this man. I'm trying to help this man with
that. That's a fantastic idea. I have been dreading every time I go in the kitchen to make a sandwich, I have to check all the spoons and silverware, because a lot of them have shit all over them. I'm afraid to eat the Nutella.
So wait a minute. He not only using his fingers, he using utensils too? Kitchen utensils?
This boy is sticking all kinds of things in there.
Kenny,
he's doing it wrong.
Kenny, don't make jokes, Kenny. Listen, this is is your area of expertise, man. The butthole is your area of expertise. You got to help this man. I gave him all the knowledge I got. Tell him to clean his asshole out. And then do his thing.
I don't need to tell you, just, you know, correct him and tell him to do that with girls, okay? Not himself.
Well, first of all, Kenny, wait a minute. Yeah. Kenny, first of all, you got to get him to stop using the kitchen utensils.
He starts really getting into it. And he starts screaming, four-finger chainsaw. Is that normal?
I ain't ever heard that.
Not that I know of. I don't know what four-finger chainsaw means, okay?
Kenny's more of a fist bump guy.
His left arm is way bigger than his right.
Oh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Kenny, you haven't really given him much your advice is not great, I have to say. You got to do a little better, Kenny. I mean,
this is the first time on this, okay? I've never had people call in with that particular type of problem.
Okay, Kenny,
Tony? Okay, what do I think about that? Okay, this guy has a brother with Down syndrome, and he's been putting his fingers up in his butt. Okay, what would you give him advice?
Is he sticking his fingers in his butthole or in the caller's butthole?
In his own.
So he's really not bothering anybody but himself.
Right.
So correct. What's the problem?
But his butthole's dirty. It's dookie in there.
Tony says there's no problem with this.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll just let him go. Four-finger chainsaw, whatever. Well, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much for the advice.
Bro, try to get him to get clean up. Try to get him
definitely.
To clean it out first, you know. Try to get him to, you know, shower and maybe, you know, wash his asshole out first.
I'll have him go out in the yard and I'll hose him down. That'll probably be the best.
That's what Johnny used to do with the dogs. Yeah, that's a good plan.
Yeah.
Give him a Percocet.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
It's a very good call,
yeah, Kenny, if you could put me back on mute, I'd appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Great call,
brother.
All
right. God bless you. All right.
What a nightmare. What a nightmare.
I hope he calls back in, Kenny, with an update like a couple weeks from now. I'm really intrigued to hear what happens with his son. It's very interesting. I myself know nothing about this subject, as I stated, but I feel for the man. I mean, that's a lot of dookie stink to be in the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm going to take another call here, 909. Okay, see who we got. 909, you're on the air.
Hello there. What's happening there?
Hey, Beanie, what's up?
All right. I heard my name mentioned about a vibrator in the middle of the table. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Johnny's been imitating your famous vibrator.
Okay. The one that my girl likes, okay.
Well, you shouldn't call in while it's rattling around on your metal tabletop.
I can't stop her, man. She likes it.
Oh, well.
All right. Okay. Hey, I'm surprised my contest hasn't called in tonight. I'm surprised. He's usually up on things, okay, and knows about figuring bottles.
Wait a minute. Kenny, hold on. You say Mike is not a homosexual, Kenny. He's a straight man.
I didn't say he was. I thought he wouldn't call in. That'd be very nice.
I just sent him a message. I hope he does call in. I just sent him a ping or whatever you want to call it on Discord. I said, Mike, you got to call in, brother. So hopefully he'll call in, you know. Hopefully he'll call in, because I love when he calls. He's a good caller. He always has a good call, very entertaining. So hopefully he'll call in, brother. Can I ask Johnny, how you doing, man? How's everything going with you, man?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that Tony Farrar didn't have more to say. You think that would be up in his area of expertise?
I don't think he'd like to give out his knowledge for free, brother.
Well, you know, he doesn't see a problem with it. If he's doing it to himself, and he's not bothering nobody else.
Wasn't the issue, Kenny. That wasn't the issue. The issue wasn't that he was doing it. It was how dirty it was.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
It's not sanitary at all. Like, that's what I was trying to get you to talk about. That's why I kept saying, just based on common sense, you know, you would try to get him to be a little bit more clean. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is somebody masturbating on the line right now?
Huh?
It sounded like I heard heavy breathing, and I thought maybe
Ken?
Somebody was. I just heard some breathing. I thought like heavy, like getting into it, like.
I'm sighing.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kenny. I thought you might be masturbating. I'm sorry.
No, I was not on there.
On the air.
That's good.
Not on the air.
Good job. Good job.
Yeah, down here. I'm actually down here. I do not remember down here.
Oh, my God. I was going to ask you a question about
that Easter
ham. That's too much
information, man.
Change the subject. Ken, are you going to microwave that ham for tomorrow?
No, we're not microwaving a ham. We're going to bake it in the oven. Come on.
You better check with Tony. You might be microwaving it. Do you have Spam or ham? Spam or ham?
Ham. Actual ham.
Spam's cheaper.
Yeah, of course Spam is cheaper. We're going to do an actual big ham. Okay.
Doesn't
yeah.
have to be big. Doesn't have
no,
to be
it's
big.
Gonna be big. It's gonna be big. It's a big ham.
If you got any leftovers, I want you to take it down to Haven for Hope.
No, I'm gonna. If we have any leftovers, I'm gonna be cutting it up for ham sandwiches.
Oh,
that's very giving of you, Kenny. Very, very, very giving. You're a giving man. Amen.
I know.
I'm sure Grover can eat dirt on the train tracks, Kenny. I'm sure that'll be just as good.
No. If Grover's around in Haven for Hope, they feed them very well.
Okay, Kenny. Well, that's the thing, man. I don't think he's at Haven's for Hope. I think he got loose or something. Nobody knows where he is. He hasn't called anybody in a week, man. I don't know what he's doing, but the last time this happened, he got arrested for filleting a man in an alleyway. And Dexter, his cousin, was distraught, brother. I mean, he was. It's not good when he gets away from the Haven for Hope. They take good care of him there. When he's out on his own, he gets into all types of shenanigans, man.
That's true.
Well, let's take another call here. 111. You're on air.
Hello. It's Ashley.
Okay. Is that Dickie Hopper?
I don't know.
Hello.
Okay.
Is that Ashley?
One right there.
Osama, are you coming to the mosque tonight or not?
Including Muslim communities in all 50 states.
Are you coming to the mosque tonight or not?
Ramadan
is the month in which
when
Muslims
are you coming?
The Quran was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, beginning with a simple word.
Do you prefer Viagra or Cialis?
Reflect upon the wisdom and guidance that comes with faith, and the responsibility that human beings have to one another
Osama.
And to God. Like many people of different faiths who've seen Ramadan through our communities and families, I know that this
Do you prefer Cialis or Viagra?
Meals are shared. But I also know that Ramadan is a time of intense devotion and reflection, a time when Muslims fast during the day and perform Taraweeh prayers at night, reciting and listening to the entire Quran.
Answer me.
What's that?
Kenny, who was playing that that Barack Obama?
Do you prefer Viagra or Cialis?
Viagra.
All right. Before we slaughter the sheep, do you want to have sexy time with it?
No, not with sheep. Don't mess with sheep.
It is halal.
That's okay.
Right. Suit yourself. The condoms will be at the mouth. I expect you to do voodoo and to bring Tony.
Okay. All right, let me take another call here. 111, you're on the air.
How come I got hung up on? I wasn't making that echo.
I don't know who was, but it was coming from you. I don't know why that did that.
Kenny, she just said it wasn't her, man.
I don't know.
Ashley, don't lie. Why are you saying that, man? That ain't right.
I'm saying it stopped after I hung up on Ashley, and then it started again.
Oh, Lord.
Good. Okay, Ashley. You done?
Oh.
I forgot why I wasn't calling now. God damn it.
Wait, what happened?
Okay.
I cannot.
I forgot why I was going to call in. Now.
Oh. Well, don't worry about it. It happens all the time, man. Just, you know. Kenny, take another caller. See who's on the line.
Yeah, I got another caller here. 111.
Amen.
You're on here.
Ken, I got caught up in that echo nonsense. I think you just started hanging up on people at random.
I didn't hang up on you. That's what I know. Okay.
Oh.
Liar.
Is that Muslim friend, is he still around?
I believe he is, yes.
Well, he's got that goat. He might have picked that goat up for Eid al-Adha in June.
I am here.
Is this your goat that you got for Eid al-Adha in June?
Speak louder.
Is this goat the goat that you're going to slaughter in June for Eid al-Adha?
I cannot hear him. Someone tell me what he is saying.
He's saying about the goat. It's in Adha.
Adha.
It's a holiday. It's in June.
Adha.
It's in June. Adha. Adha. Eid al-Adha.
Adha.
It's a holiday. God damn it.
Okay.
I know one person that likes goats. That would be Pet Hopper.
E-I-D.
Yeah, IDALADAJ.
Not id, id. EID, not id.
Oh.
Id. Just, I'm trying to play along with the gag, and you're killing it by saying you can't hear me. We're working together here, buddy, whoever you are. Dickhead.
Rude.
I honestly cannot hear you. I am in a noisy environment.
Go bang a goat.
Lord have mercy. Goat banging. That is Kent Hopper's specialty, I think. Or child of molestation.
I thought it was Jiggy's.
Well, I've heard stories of both involving farm animals and, you know, going out to pasture, if you will. Kent would pardon the pun on that one. But listen, you know, they like barnyard. You know, that's what they're into. They like the barnyard animals. That's what they grew up. You know, they had to race his pops, and his pops, I think, made love to him rectally. And then also he went out and had relations with the animals. It was very he had a very tough childhood. Let's just say that.
Okay.
No rubber, Kenny.
I think
he went raw dog,
sick.
No lube. That's what Kent said. First time I ever talked to him. Said he was penetrated anally by somebody, and there was no rubber, and there was no lube. And it hurt. Or it hurt it. Sorry, that's a direct quote. It's a direct quote. It hurt it. It hurt it real bad, Kenny.
Okay.
Johnny heard it. Johnny heard that when he said that. Where's John?
Sorry, I can't be heard. I'm not, no comment. I cannot be heard.
I can hear you, man. I'm just saying, you heard Kent say that. I'm saying, did you hear Kent say, Johnny, you remember when Kent said that on the air?
Oh, yeah. It hurt.
Yeah, okay. I was just getting the verification, brother, so everybody would know.
Sorry.
I wasn't just making it up.
Nope, just
no, I
off.
Heard it, too. I heard it, too.
I don't know why that'd be the first thing he'd say to two people he'd never talked to before in his life, but that was really the first thing he ever said to Johnny and I.
It was among the first things he ever said, the first time that he ever was heard on the radio show, he brought up that story.
Yeah, he also said something. He said something interesting today on his show that I don't think is true. I'm not an expert again on this topic, but he said people that get molested as children never molest as adults, and I think it's actually the opposite. It tends to not. I'm not saying absolute on anything. I'm not saying every kid that gets molested turns out to be a molester, but I do think there is a percentage of those children that actually end up doing that to other people. And Kent said that never happens. He said,
that's not true. Okay, it's been
Kent
proven.
Said, I could not be a molester because I was molested myself. That was his defense. And that's not a defense.
No, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true.
That's not a defense.
It's been proven that people that have been molested, okay, have grown up to be molested.
Yeah, it's a cycle. It doesn't happen every time, but it is like it's a cycle mentally.
Yeah.
And I just don't buy that. Like Kent was saying, that was his absolute defense to how, you know, that he couldn't have molested his stepson. And I think that's absolutely not true because that doesn't mean anything. Just because you were molested doesn't mean that it's actually the opposite of what it's more likely that you would molest.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That was his defense, and I just thought that was ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, that is a ridiculous defense. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with Kent, you never get a straight answer. Nothing ever makes any sense with him. So I don't even Kent. Here's the thing about Kent. I don't even call his show anymore. I just listen to it. And when I call out his nonsense in the chat room, he closes down the chat room.
Oh, really?
Well, because he doesn't, you can't have any different opinion than him. If you challenge him on anything, he's like a big toddler. Like, really, he is essentially a 50-year-old toddler. He will shut down the chat room. He will not take calls. And then he'll cry that he has no callers. It's just ridiculous. It's just, that show is a joke, man. It's a joke. It's four people in an echo chamber.
Okay.
I'm pissed. Well, sorry,
that's
Kenny.
Why I don't call.
I didn't mean to rant, Kenny.
Gavin said that Ken also implies that drug addiction made him go gay for 2 years.
What?
That Ken also implies that drug addiction made him go gay. Okay? Tony says, okay, could be Gavin. Maybe he was sucking dick for crack.
That's funny.
Yeah,
Probably true.
It could be. I mean, he just did it for 2 years. That's
and
a lot
also,
of crack.
I want to say this also about Kent, and I don't know if anybody on the panel will agree or disagree, but I don't think you live your life as a homosexual for 2 years and just come out of that. I think you're gay. You might be bisexual, but if you're doing that stuff for 2 years, that's a part of who you are. I don't buy the, you know, I found Jesus and now I don't like penis anymore. I think if you like penis, you like penis. You also might like women too. I'm just making a point, Johnny. I'm sorry. What do you want me to say? You want me to say cock? Would that be better?
Ugh, just gross.
I'm just making a point. You understand what I'm saying, Kenny?
Yeah.
Do you think that you can live as a gay man for 2 years and then wake up one day and say, you know, Jesus, I don't want to be gay anymore, and then not be gay? I don't think I buy that.
No, me neither.
Pray the gay away.
I think, once you go gay, you're gay.
Well, and I'm not knocking it at all. I don't want anybody to think that's his life. He can do what he wants. But I think it's ridiculous that he comes on this show and tries to act all holier than thou and better than everybody else. When I think he's pretty fraudulent. Like, you live your life, Kenny. You admit what you are, who you are, and I can respect that. Kent does not do that. Kent looks down on gay people. He says they're all going to hell. He's one of them. He's at the bare minimum, and I don't think he's just gay. I think he's bisexual. But the way that he judges people, Johnny, don't even make me get into what I heard about you. But let me stay on topic, okay? I'm sorry, Kenny, for taking up time. But let me just say this about Kent. I think that, you know, he's married or whatever, but he's a deviant. Like, if he does stuff on Twitter where he harasses women and says ungodly things, I just think he's living a false life, man. That's as simple as I can put it. You don't do these things when you're married.
You're saying basically he's talking the talk but not walking the walk.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And he's also judging other people for not thinking like him or being like him, and I don't think that's right at all. I think everybody is entitled to their opinion, to live their own life, because I can't walk in your shoes, you can't walk in mine, and so forth and so on. And so I don't like it when he gets on there and starts talking about he's the best at everything and he's so smart and he has 8, you know, master's degrees, when everybody on this panel knows those master's degrees are complete bullshit. That thesis he wrote is completely stolen. Johnny proved that. So, like, he's just a fraud, man. That's as simple as I can make it. And that's why he won't let me on the show, because I'll just straight up call him out and he'll hang up on me. That's as simple as it is.
He used to message me all the time on Facebook.
Because, I mean, you got a voice for radio, okay? You do. Okay? And, okay, you should be heard.
I appreciate that, Kenny.
And I'm not even trying to, like, fight with anyone. I just like to challenge opinions, especially from people that are supposed to be, you know, I don't want to say professional, but I would say experts. If you're a pastor, you should be somewhat of an expert on the topic of Christianity, right? So sometimes I want to ask him questions, but he don't have no chat room. I can't ask him there. Then I try to ask him a question in Discord, and he says, I don't want to talk to you. You're a fake friend. Because I challenge his way of thinking. It's not right. I don't like the way he treats certain people, you know, that call him or whatever. He's very judgmental, and I don't like that. I don't like that about anyone, much less a pastor.
Yeah, I mean, it does say in the Bible, judge ye not, so you'll be judged okay, someday. Okay, so.
Amen.
He doesn't need to be judgmental. He needs to be, he can be opinionated, okay?
He doesn't listen to anyone else's opinion, though, Ken. That's the problem. Kenny, if you called Kent's show because you had a difference of opinion with him and he had you on, and you stated your different opinion, he would hang up on you and call you a hater. That's what he does to every single person that disagrees with him, every one of them.
Hmm.
He just wants to
I understand he's saying he's God now.
Essentially, he's acting like it. I mean, the dude has the ego the size of Asia, man. He's something. It's out of control. That's why I love your show, though, man. Because Kenny, because you open the chat, you let people state whatever they want to state. You don't hold nothing back. You take calls. Kent's show, they have no chat, and he took in a 2-hour show that he did today that I listened to, which was god awful, one of the worst shows I've ever heard. He took two calls the whole show. And in about 30 minutes of the show, he was bitching because he had no callers. After he bitched about having callers and he didn't like any of the callers, then he bitched about not having callers. It's just, I can't listen to that show anymore. I feel like I'm supporting something that I don't believe in. So I'm just going to ride with you, brother.
You know, I listen to it every now and then, okay? I don't listen to it every day that he's on.
Right.
I admit that, okay? And maybe I should.
Of course.
Maybe I should.
No, you ain't missing anything, Kenny. You ain't missing anything.
I don't know. It is what it is, okay? I mean, Pastor Kent is going to be Pastor Kent.
Yep.
He's setting his ways.
He's going to have no listeners and no callers. Just those four people. Johnny, what do you think of Kent? You've been his friend for 30 years, according to him. What do you think of him?
His show's taking a bit of a turn. He doesn't tolerate any difference of opinion. That's unfortunate. And a lot of what you said is true.
Johnny, Veronica says you still owe her $50 from the last lap dance that you begged for.
That's scandalous, as Ashley would say.
Oh, yes, very scandalous.
That's evil.
Kenny, I have a question.
When are
you going to post pictures of Wanda for those of us who want to make their camels spit?
Anything but that.
She's in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm in San Antonio, so I can't take a picture from San Antonio to Atlanta.
Send me the pictures of the model daughter.
Hello?
I don't want Wanda's underwear.
Okay. Well, you don't have to buy them then.
Oh. Well, Kenny, it's been a good show, brother. Last hour's been really good, brother.
Well, thank you very much. I've got a couple more callers here, okay? Let me take them on.
Bring them on.
And see what we got. 101, you're on here. Goodbye. 412. You're on here.
Hey, it's Veronica.
Oh.
Hey, Veronica, how you doing?
It's a lady.
Good, Kent. Good, Kenny, how are you? DC2, how are you? Johnny.
What's up, brother? Sister? Sorry.
Hey, Kenny, I got a serious problem here. Do you know how to get that orange highlighter spray paint off of your body? I had some guy at the club today pay me $400 to paint my penis orange. And pretend it was a carrot.
Oh, was he a rabbit?
Yeah,
also
got a bend in it.
Yeah, we had a huge Easter bash, and I wanted the $400, but now it's starting to burn really bad.
Ardash.
What kind of paint was it? Was it regular spray paint?
It's like that upside down spray paint, you know, the one that the concrete workers use.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh.
Kids board concrete.
Nah,
he knows about that.
I couldn't tell you how to get that off. Okay?
Oh, God. All right. If I start peeing blood, I'm going to start worrying.
Chat GPT.
Hey, this whole Kent thing, he's been hitting me up for pictures of my body.
Oh.
And hey, money's money, so I'll take it.
Well,
yeah,
have you seen any pictures?
I told him it was $10 an inch, so hey, I'll take the $120.
I was gonna say, aren't you pretty young there, Veronica?
Oh yeah,
That's DC3 level, baby. That might be bigger than DC3.
It's annoying anyway to get rid of
that's
it.
12 inches. Congratulations on that, brother.
Oh, such a nuisance.
I know what you mean, man. When I won my ping pong tournament with DC3, well, I don't want to get into that story. I'm sorry.
Play the piano.
I'm actually really into fat Italian guys, though. I think Tony.
Oh, Jesus.
I think Tony's gonna take it one of these days.
You ever go golfing with your dick? I tried that a couple times. I'm a good putter, but my drive is not great. You know what I'm saying?
Understood. No, I used to be a swimmer, but it was just holding me back.
Johnny can't talk about this conversation because.
That's not me.
Yeah, when I sat on his lap, I couldn't feel anything.
Oh, no. You
that's not mean.
You got a micro penis. Everybody's seen the picture, man. That's okay. Ain't nothing wrong with a micro penis.
It's terrible.
You got to get that pre-cum thing under control, too.
Johnny, do you have a small carrot?
Kenny, don't ask another man that. That's foul, man.
Well,
Kenny you get horny? Kenny's getting horny all up on here, man.
No,
on, Kenny.
I'm not.
Calm down,
brother.
Kenny, you're popping
Viagra
on the show, man.
That, when she sat on his lap, he couldn't feel anything. So
Kenny getting horny on him, man. Kenny, calm down, Kenny. Johnny ain't gonna show you his little penis or whatever it is, little mound or whatever he got.
Kenny, I do have to congratulate you. Just like DC2 said, your show is phenomenal. Past hour has been spectacular. You're definitely on the right path here. Kent, he's a piece of shit. That whole show is just dog shit. You're doing way better, way better.
Amen.
You and Tony are the only ones I can withstand on BTR. You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Amen.
I appreciate it.
He's preaching, brother. He's right. He's right. Amen.
Yeah, you can't run a show and not have the callers. You can't shut down the people. I mean, the people, if you cancel the people, you ain't got nothing. Nobody's going to want to interact.
Right. And you're just preaching to the choir.
Yeah, I know. Everybody says it. I know that you don't need any reassurance, but you're definitely doing a great job, and we appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you all, okay? My
Amen,
show
brother.
Would be what it is. If I didn't have listeners, and I didn't have people calling in, okay, so I've got to be respectful for everybody.
Well, I'm going to take a steel scrubby and try and get this paint off of this shaft here.
Okay.
Good luck,
be careful.
Good luck, man. Kenny, I think you've got to pray for his shaft. That's a lot of shaft, Kenny. You got to pray for it.
Yeah, I want to pray for you, Veronica.
Thank you, Kenny.
You're so welcome. All right.
Amen, brother.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is there any way we could start a boycott on a Kent show?
Anyway, I can start a boycott.
No, I was asking if anyone else was going to do it because
you just did, Ashley. You just started a boycott.
Oh,
congratulations!
Oh, thank you.
Amen.
All right. Well, yeah. I guess it's official. Ken's been boycotted on my show.
Amen, brother.
Amen. All right. Everybody. Okay, give a shout out. Juan from Alabama. Mike Hunt, Ashley, Tony Farrar, Gavin Moorhead, Paige Hitter, Sustained. Hassan, even. Okay. Our Muslim friend. So God bless everybody. Have a wonderful night. We'll be back on tomorrow night for Easter. And see you then.
Have a great night, Kenny.
You too. Bye. You too.
Good call, Ashley.
Yeah, good call, everybody. Great call.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
See you in the nightmares.
Oh, yeah.